Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, July 26, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. China's State Administration for Market Regulation ordered Tencent to end its exclusive music licensing rights with global labels within 30 days, as well as end requirements for copyright holders to give the company better treatment than rivals. The regulator also fined Tencent 500,000 yuan, that's about $77,000, for violations around its 2016 acquisition of China Music. Meanwhile, China's State Council announced new regulations impacting its booming education tech sector. Companies that teach school curriculum must now go nonprofit, cannot pursue IPOs, and cannot have existing shares held by foreign firms. Online tutoring for children below six is also forbidden, with the country planning to make state-run online education services free. China's State Administration for Market Regulation and six other agencies released new guidelines for online food platforms, including ensuring workers earn the local minimum income. This comes after China launched an antitrust investigation into delivery giant Meituan back in April. Last month, Jeb's James E. Boasberg dismissed an FTC antitrust lawsuit against Facebook, saying it failed to provide enough facts to back its claims, but giving the agency 30 days to refile. The FTC has now asked for a three-week extension through August 19th to amend the lawsuit. LG announced three new wireless earbuds in its tone-free FP lineup, the FP5, FP8, and FP9. All three offer a whisper mode that supports using the right earbud as a dedicated mic held right against your mouth, as well as active noise canceling and IPX4 water resistance. The case for the FP9 earbuds can be used as a wireless transmitter for audio plugged in through an aux cable. The FP8 and FP9 also feature LG's bacteria-killing UV tech. The earbuds will be available in select markets next month, though no pricing was announced. A new partnership with Samsung and the South Korean movie and TV show producer CJENM will see the studio use Samsung's massive micro-LED The Wall display at the studio's virtual production facility in Paju later this year. The oval main display will be 20 meters in diameter and at least 7 meters tall. The studio already has a deal with Epic Games to use Unreal Engine to generate digital backdrops for future projects. Amazon added support for the wake word Ziggy to Echo devices, as well as support for a new masculine-sounding voice. The voice and wake word can be set independently of each other. Facebook announced the pass-through API for the Oculus Quest 2, letting developers integrate sensor data from the headset into games for a mixed reality experience. The experimental API will initially be available to developers using the Unity platform, with Facebook promising to support other development platforms as well. Google published a timeline for the rollout of its privacy sandbox initiatives, including its third-party cookie replacement, Flock. Currently, only the Spam and Fraud Prevention Trust Tokens API is in testing, scheduled to be ready for adoption in Q1 2022. Flock and other digital ad APIs are scheduled to begin testing in Q4 2021, with a Stage 1 transition period set to begin in Q4 2022. The automaker Magna intends to acquire the driver assistance system supplier Veoneer in a $3.8 billion cash deal. Magna will integrate Veoneer's radar, thermal, and driver monitoring systems into its product offerings. Google Drive will now allow users to block other accounts from sharing files with them, designed to prevent potential harassment and spam, and also prevents accounts from accessing any files you've shared with blocked accounts in the past, plus it removes any of their past files from your drive. Spotify announced a What's New panel, which will display new releases from bands, musicians, and podcasts a user follows. The feature will roll out across iOS and Android in the coming weeks. And finally, Motorola will hold an event in China on August 5th at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time, with a Weibo post saying the event will focus on the cutting edge. A teaser image of a camera lens shows 108-megapixel branding, and based on Chinese regulatory filings, the Motorola Edge 20 series could be announced at the event. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.